It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And we would love to welcome our new sponsor to the program, SeatSitters.com. And thank you for joining us today.
Yep.
And since this is a safe space to talk about all kinds of things, even the silly things
in life that we enjoy.
Yeah, because I don't know about you. Sometimes it's like if you say, oh, I love watching the Oscars, and people like will judge you for that.
Oh, big time.
Like you're wasting your time.
Yes.
Or encouraging, you know, people to celebrate themselves. Or
I was looking at Facebook today because there's a lot of stuff about Oscars on there. And some people are filled with such hate about the Oscars.
I know.
It was like unbelievable. I mean, this one woman, I don't know her. She just posted on someone's, you know, feed. But it was like, you know, I'm not going to participate in these celebrities congratulating themselves, and it's disgusting, and I don't read People magazine anymore or watch award shows or anything anymore, and I used to have so much joy in it. And I thought, wow, honey, no, bring some joy back. It's just a little fun for
exactly.
us.
Exactly. It's like pretty people getting dressed
yes.
up, like whatever.
Yeah.
I know. I was reading somebody's feed and it said, you know, what was your favorite part of the show? And somebody wrote, my favorite part of the show was when I went to bed. And I'm like, what?
See?
Okay.
You take all the fun out of it. Now, we, Stacy and I, have always enjoyed watching the Academy Awards.
Well, and it's funny because I was thinking this morning, we really became friends over movie scripts.
Yes. Yep.
That is how we got together as friends. And so you always watched the Oscars with your mom.
Yep. My mom and my sister. We watched the Oscars. It was like a big deal. We loved doing that together.
And I remember the first time you invited me to join you.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at your friend's house.
Reese.
Yes. We were at her little apartment
yes.
in Royal Oak.
Yeah. Good memory.
And
she loves movies too.
Yes. And I was trying to remember when it turned into your big party, though.
Yeah.
Because that, I got to say, rivals the Vanity Fair party now.
Thank you. Thank you. That's been my goal. So I'm touched by
and
that.
And it's just as exclusive a ticket, let
it
me
really
tell
is.
You.
It really is. Yeah. I don't remember how it got to be big like that. It might have been an extension from our book club.
I think
it
was.
And all the ladies in book club liked movies as well. And we used to actually go see a lot of the movies together.
We did. We would take a Saturday and see
yes,
as many of them as possible.
Which I love to do. It's like, I loved doing that. Three movies in a day. Four, I think one time I fit four in one time. I think even when we went to that spa in Ohio,
yes.
we did some movies watching that weekend where we saw a couple at the theater with the girls. But so I started doing it then. And then I decided when I have these girls together, you know, we never, once we get our age, we're married, we have kids, we never really have showers anymore. No one's bringing us gifts. You know, we're always doing it for other people, and which is great. And I love it. But I was always like, what's something fun where we could like share gifts and stuff? Well, then Oprah's Favorite Things came along.
I was gonna say, thought that started from Oprah's Favorite
it did.
Things because it was like she started doing that every year and giving them stuff
everyone
away.
And then I would think, oh, I want a big bag of prizes.
I know, right?
Why can't I get that? So I incorporated two of my favorite things, the Oscars and Oprah, and decided to do a swag bag where everyone brings an item that's their favorite thing of the year with a price point of about $10. And if there's 10 girls at the party, you bring 10 items.
Yeah.
And I put these big swag bags out. Everyone's got a black bag with a gold star with their name written across it. And then everyone puts it in. So when you leave with a bag that's valued at like 100, and depending on how many girls are there, 130, 140 bucks. And it's all great items. And you get the best tips and products from your friends.
Exactly. And that's become almost as fun as the party.
Yeah, I think so too.
Although I have to say, so the party last night, we also have betting. You know, you fill out your ballot.
Yes.
And somebody wins money. I never do.
Me either.
I never get
isn't
them
that
all.
Isn't that?
Yes.
So I watch every movie. I throw the darn party and I never win the ballot competition.
Okay. But last night it was hilarious because you got the first category right.
Oh, yeah. I was kind of
And
like,
I swear to God, it was like you just won the homecoming game. Like you threw the winning touchdown.
Yeah.
It's like you expected to be carried off the field.
I thought it was my night. I mean, the first one in the, I won it. I was like, this is my year. And
no.
Again, my friend Rebecca tied with our friend Tina. Rebecca, this is her second year of winning, and she always comes in announcing how she's never seen any of the movies, and which even just adds salt to my wounds.
Like, no kidding.
I'm there. I've got like I'm ready. After I leave every movie I see, I'm critiquing it in my mind, you know, and then I'm comparing it to the other actors, and she comes in not seeing any of the movies and wins the ballot competition.
Okay. Yeah, I never win, and I only see like half the movies.
Yeah.
What else did we like about the show? Oh, that woman who won for costume design. We were fascinated with her dress.
Yeah, which I thought was a costume.
Well,
it was so big and bulky.
It was big and bulky, but I think we figured out why, because it had kind of big puffy sleeves.
Yeah.
And you know, they don't feed them at the Oscars.
Right. You always hear about everyone starving at the Oscars.
Yes. And then they leave and go eat a ton. And we figured she had snacks.
Yes. Built into the sleeves, which only a costume designer could come up with.
You could have put like a quarter ham in one of those.
Yes.
Sleeves. Like, I just like the idea of her leaning over
and nibbling,
taking a bite of ham. Like, I don't know why ham made me laugh.
And then Olivia Colman, who won for Best Actress.
I missed her speech because I was chatting with somebody.
Well, I have liked her. She's like, I think this movie catapulted her because a lot of people didn't know who she was.
But I did not know who she was.
A program that I watched for, I think it had 3 seasons. It was called Broadchurch. She played like an investigative, like a police.
Oh, yeah.
Police woman. And she was really good. But every time I've ever seen her on a show or an interview, she's really funny. She's super funny.
I've heard. I'm going to have to watch her speech later.
Self-deprecating.
Yeah.
And she said the funniest thing. She said, Glenn Close, you know, you've always been my idol, and I'm sorry, I just didn't see it going this way, and I apologize. I didn't mean it to go this way. And even Glenn Close started dying laughing. Like, you know, you're up there, and you're seeing your idol, and you beat her. You're like, oh my God, I didn't even get to really meet you yet, and I'm up here, and I beat you for your award, you know?
Okay, that is hilarious.
But, you know, the one thing, too, is, and I'm no fashionista, but there's some dresses that just stick out for good or bad.
Yes.
Hers, and she never seems to, she always seems to be in a awkward outfit.
Yes, it looked like, it was almost like a straight jacket.
It looked like a straight jacket that was on backwards.
Yes.
Until I rewatched it today because when you're in the party, you're watching it, but some people don't want to see the speeches and some people do, or you're talking. And as she walked up there, so this straight jacket wrap that was around it that looked like it was backwards, like she would be moving her arms, a ginormous bow on the back.
Oh.
This came into
not a fan of ginormous bows.
No. And the material didn't even look like it went with the dress. So I don't know, but she did a great speech. She looked beautiful.
Least favorite dress was, and I didn't even know who she was. Somebody had to tell me, Kacey Musgrave. I'm assuming she must be a country artist.
She's a country singer, yeah.
Okay, because she wore that tulle dress.
Yes.
And it was all sticking out and spiky. And all I could picture was the person sitting next to her just constantly batting it off their face because, you know, she was hitting people in the face with that dress.
Yes.
And I'm like,
well, it's like that movie, you know, where was it Pretty in Pink or whatever? Or
yes.
16 Candles when she's walking down the aisle, but she took too many, you know, pills for her, like, cramps.
Yes.
And she's got that veil that's made out of tooling and she's like, blowing it, and it's in her mouth and her eyes, and that's what I felt like I'd be doing if I was sitting
next to
Kacey.
And every time they showed her, I was just like, oh, I hate that dress.
Yeah.
I would not want to be, if I was sitting next to that dress, I would insist on being moved.
Right. Now, what did you think about them not having a host?
I actually liked them not having a host, and I feel like Queen should open the Oscars every year.
I was like thinking, whoever came up with that idea, they're probably all high-fiving them today, because it was a great opening. Every person was on their feet.
Oh, yeah.
During the entire presentation, dancing. And I can never say his name, but who's the guy married to Penelope Cruz?
Oh.
Javier. Yeah. I said Javier.
Javier Bardem?
I was seeing the spelling in my head because I looked it up today. That guy just looked like he was having a ball the entire show. Big, huge smile. But when they showed him when Queen was playing, he was like rocking it out. And I think you just want that kind of energy prior to like a show like that. You got everyone just feeling good and up on their feet and no political jokes or jabs being said. Because when those comics are up there, it's always very funny. But some of those people they pan to in the audience, they don't look so happy about the jab that was just made about them.
That's my favorite part.
Oh,
that's
the
only part I missed because the only time I missed a host was at the beginning, although I did feel like Tina Fey and Amy Poehler and Maya Rudolph did kind of that at the beginning.
Yeah.
And I thought that was good. That was enough.
Mm-hmm.
I did miss the people being made fun of and panning to them in the audience and them looking awkward. Because it's like, I'm sorry, you make a bajillion dollars. Somebody should make you feel awkward once a year.
Well, when Awkwafina went up there and gave away one, she made a comment about how she had seen Spike Lee in the back room and went like, you know, made this face like she was so excited to see him. And they did pan to Spike Lee, who looked like... I don't know. He couldn't either remember that she had seen him, or he wasn't paying attention, or so there was one or two of those last night.
There were, and the only so it was funny. It was later in the show when things were moving along. I felt like it moved along better, and I found myself thinking, "Oh, at this point, like the host would have been out there trying to do something silly, bringing in jujubes for everybody,
right? And yes, I taking the big selfie.
I didn't miss that.
I didn't miss that either.
I do feel like. Oh, I wouldn't have minded something at the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, when you think back, like Billy Crystal, like one of his was one of the best. I mean, and they do if they're done right, they are awesome.
Exactly.
But sometimes, I mean, we've seen fails. Hosts too, where you feel like uncomfortable for them the entire time.
Who hosted with Anne Hathaway?
Anne Hathaway is the one I was thinking of.
And who? What's his name?
Yeah, it was.
I can picture him.
Help me. I just read an article about them.
That weird guy who he went to Harvard or. Yes.
We'll come up with it.
What is his name? Oh, that's going to drive me crazy.
All right.
Now.
Let me see if I can multitask here and look
we
it up.
We are but... so. I'm going to look it up while you talk about our new sponsor.
Yeah. Okay. Seatsitters.com. I'm sure there's been a lot of information and news about this lately, but the amount of germs that are on airplanes, it's unbelievable. Have you ever noticed that after you fly, sometimes you get sick? How many times does someone like feel like they have a cold coming on, they're ill, and it's always, you know, I just took that flight. I think I got something on the plane. Well, we all watch what we eat and we exercise and we do everything we can to stay healthy. Why not take it a step further when we fly and do what you can to stay healthy? And that's where Seat Sitters comes in. It was created for clean, healthy travel. The kit comes with a seat cover, a tray table cover, two sanitary wipes, an allergy mask, and if your kids or yourself have a nut allergy, it has a no nut sticker to put on your table tray so these, you know, flight attendants are aware of that. So for under $20 per kit, you can fly healthy. You can also reuse them because they're washable up to 5 times, I believe.
Wow.
So don't spend another vacation with a sick family member. Order your Seat Sitters kit today at seatsitters.com.
Okay, it was James Franco.
That's right. Yes. Yes, and you know what's funny? I really liked James Franco until he did that. And then I was kind of like,
I think we all did.
Yeah.
And then we all were like, oh, wow, now I feel bad for liking him.
Right.
Okay, but this is a safe space.
Yes.
So if you want to like James Franco
again, okay.
It is okay.
Yes, I still think he's cute.
And he's done some fine acting.
He has.
And he can be very funny.
Yes.
So again, safe space. You want to like James Franco?
It's okay.
You go right ahead.
It's not a problem. And you know, speaking of who I like, I did not realize. Okay, here's another name I can't say. So I probably, the guy who won Best Actor, Rami Malek?
Yeah, Rami Malek.
Okay, good. Malley or Malek?
I think it's Malek.
Okay, yeah. So I didn't realize his girlfriend played his.
I didn't either.
Love it.
Until last night.
Until this morning.
Oh.
I Googled, who's Lucy Boynton, you know?
Oh, how funny.
And then I loved that movie. And I loved her in the movie. And I remember like feeling like in the movie, oh, what a cute relationship they have. She really loves him. And, you know, he just, you know, obviously wasn't going to be her love interest.
I did enjoy them in the movie up until when they brought her backstage for Live Aid. And I don't even know if this really happened in real life, but I just felt like there was way too much of her looking at him adoringly.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, I don't need that. Just show the music.
And she brought her like husband or boyfriend to the Live Aid. Yeah, I know.
But they do make an adorable couple.
Don't they?
Did you hear he fell off the stage?
Shoot, I thought that was going to be my news breaking news, Stacey. Yes, he fell off the stage after the Oscars and they had to have paramedics come look at him and make sure he was okay.
I mean, how do you fall off the stage?
Now, I mean, Stace, look who you're talking to. I think I've actually fallen off a stage before. I mean, it's dark up there sometimes and you don't see where the floor ends or begins.
Was it right after he won the award?
No, I think it was a little bit after. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't right after.
They were up there like pictures. Okay, everybody, pictures. All the winners. Everybody up there. Ooh, Remy.
Yes. I like to imagine it probably went like that, but no, it's probably something less, you know, exciting and noticeable.
Probably.
He probably just tripped down some stairs. But speaking of cute couples, they're not really technically a couple, but a lot of social media about Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Okay, that, everything I've read, that was everybody's favorite part of the show.
Yes, I read that too.
Walking up from the audience.
Yes, because love that.
It seemed almost, you knew it was planned, but it seemed almost unplanned.
Like, let's do this.
Yeah. You know what? Let's sing.
They got the piano out there. Let's sing it.
Let's do this.
Yes.
Yeah, and then the way they looked at each other, though, mm-hmm. that was either some darn fine acting or there's some...
Well, two things.
Significant others.
Two
things
I read today. One, I was dying laughing. It said everyone who just watched Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga sing just got pregnant.
Yeah, I felt like that could happen.
I was like, so I had to watch that again too. I did. I watched it. It like brought me to tears. I don't know why.
It was really
moving. And then someone else wrote something that I actually thought of this morning as I rewatched it. They never once panned to his girlfriend, who was sitting in the front row. And someone wrote on Facebook, did anyone else notice they never panned to Bradley's girlfriend? Probably because she was having daggers in her eyes the entire time.
Exactly.
Like every time the camera was on her, she was probably like, oh, hi. But every time it wasn't, she was probably like, get off of my man. Stop singing to him with those eyes.
Well, he was singing to her with those eyes.
I know, he was.
And I know I had a very unpopular opinion at your party last night.
Uh-oh.
Since I told you this, I couldn't make it through A Star Is Born.
Oh, yes.
I
it's one time where, I mean, that does not sound like you.
I don't know. To me, it was, for one thing, love Bradley Cooper, hate mumbling.
Okay.
Hate mumbling. And he mumbled all the way through that movie.
Yeah.
Like this is how much I hate mumbling. There was, when my daughter was in elementary school, she had this friend. And every time the girl called and left a message, she mumbled. And I'm like, yeah, she's not coming over anymore.
Yeah, I can't take this. It's like a Seinfeld episode. Well, are you, what? What are you saying? Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, what? I couldn't understand a word. I couldn't understand Bradley Cooper in that whole movie. And I didn't feel like... There was a lot of acting going on. The whole movie to me seemed like a montage.
Okay.
Like, you know, hey, now we're falling in love. Now we're singing. Now we're visiting dad's grave. I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't feel it, but I did feel that performance last night.
Well, sometimes you hear of a movie that you hadn't heard of when you're watching the Oscars. It's usually one of the short films or whatever.
Yes.
And so I will tell you, one of the speeches that I liked what she said, couldn't stand the way she said it, though, was the... The girl, there was two girls who won for the documentary short subject.
Yes.
For period, end of sentence.
Which I have to, a little sidebar here, being a book nerd, I chose that one to win because I thought it was about grammar.
Okay, yes. You were probably like, yes, periods at the end of a sentence, people. Come on.
Grammar nerds, unite.
Yes.
We've got a movie.
Yes.
No, we did not.
But she did say some funny things.
She
talked like this the whole time. I don't know. I'm not crying because I'm on my period.
I know.
I just want everyone to, you know, have menstruation equality. And she just kept whining the whole time, but not a tear to see. You know, there's no tear falling, but she had that whining, crying voice
and
the entire time.
And what is menstruation equality?
I don't think
that's what she was trying to say.
Really?
No, I think
I went online and it said something like, when a girl's period starts, her education shouldn't end. So it must be something in another country or something. That's why I want to see it.
But I don't think is that the correct term for it?
I don't know.
Don't think, because I'm aware of that and you know, sending things to, because that is what happens.
Oh, okay.
So they send supplies for these girls so they can continue to go to school because otherwise they can't.
Right.
But I don't think maybe it's called menstruation equality.
I don't know.
Oh, one thing I did. Everybody noticed this last night. The production design.
Are you talking about the phone?
Yes. She read her speech off her iPhone.
Oh, my gosh. I was just thinking that, too.
And then the guy who was with her didn't get to say a word.
Nothing. She read the entire thing off the phone. And I think something that happened that we didn't even see, because I heard someone on the TV talking about it today in the background when I was getting ready, that apparently she fumbled around for trying to find her phone. For, like, they said it took 30 seconds. And they said, if you're at the Academy Awards or any award show and you're nominated and there's a slight possible chance you might win, which there always is if you're nominated, have your phone ready. Or, you know, have a speech on a piece of paper, but have it ready. Be prepared. Don't be like, wait, what? I didn't even know they were announcing my name now. Hold on. Let me just find my phone. Oh, here's my lipstick. Hold on to this for a minute, Chuck.
I'm just going to powder.
Yeah. They're like, we're waiting. But speaking of waiting, I do have to give kudos to the Academy for having the show end in 3 hours.
Yes.
I could not believe it.
I was stunned, too.
Everyone said, I said, well, you know, because I appreciate another thing about the party is people drive, you know, some mm-hmm. people drive an hour away. My one girlfriend who couldn't make it because of the weather was going to be driving like over 4 hours. Okay, this is some dedication.
No, that's just how good your party is.
Thank you, and how great my girlfriends are, and but they drive like an hour or so to come, and everyone, you know, kept showing up saying, "Oh gosh, it's going to be late night." And I said, "Well, no, it's supposed to end at 11." Everyone said, "Yeah, right. Good luck with that. Not going to happen." And it did.
I know.
I could not believe it. And the other thing was, except for maybe a tiny piece from Spike Lee, unless I missed something.
Yeah,
there wasn't a lot of political stuff.
Well, and it's funny because his speech is kind of, well, because, you know, somebody had to tweet something this morning.
Okay.
And it was political, but it wasn't. It was a very small part of it that was. And it was, hey, you know, we need to band together. That's all it was. It wasn't like it was hugely political.
No, I said tiny, tiny.
Yeah. And he didn't call anybody
out
as the person tweeting claimed.
Right.
And he just said, we need to rally together. And, you know, the next election's right around the corner. We need to rally together and, you know, and keep our country strong. And I was like, why? I think people look for things.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Get their panties in a twist about.
Right. You might know this because I didn't know, but why Congressman John Lewis, when he came out to present an award, people were like really going crazy. And like, what was his part? And do you know?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I thought
I remember seeing him too.
Yeah. So I went back to figure out who he was and they just said Congressman John Lewis. Now we might be missing something. I mean, you and I are usually up on like what's going on in the award seasons and presenters. And,
what did he present? Do you remember?
I think it was.
Was he introducing one of the movies?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't remember which one.
That's interesting. I'm going to have to look that up now. I hate not knowing.
I know. So I thought maybe you would know, but we'll find that out. We'll put it on our website.
Yes.
Also,
speaking of our website. Yes. Okay. You have to go to StacyandLynnPodcast.com. I'm going to spell it out so you all can get there. STACEY and Lynn, LYNN. StacyandLynnPodcast.com because Lynn had an extra swag bag.
Yes.
So everybody who subscribes to our website, we're not going to slam you with stuff. We're not going to spam you.
No, we don't even have time or the knowledge on how to do that.
Exactly. But everybody who subscribes from now until the end of March is going to be in a drawing for the last swag bag.
Woo! And I just have to say now, thank you to all my friends who put the extra one in, but we didn't realize we had someone that didn't show up. So we thought, what better thing to do than to, you know, share this with everyone else?
Exactly.
We all like everyone to have the great products and the good stuff.
Oh my gosh, that was a great bag too.
It was one of the best. And we're going to actually list every product on our website.
Yeah.
Who brought it? So you guys get a little recognition there
for
sharing your good products
but
and tips
like,
with us.
There's a bracelet in there.
Yep.
There's lip gloss. That coffee smells delicious.
It's called lobster butter.
Oh my gosh.
My girlfriend says she gets up every day excited now just because she wants to drink this coffee.
I couldn't stop sniffing the bag
on
the way
home. It was so delicious smelling. And then we have shower, like steamer things.
Yes.
That you put in your shower on the floor and it lets off. Like there was citrus, there was eucalyptus. My friend brought these little, it looks like something that you would make hot oatmeal in instantly, but apparently it makes really good pancakes. It's just a little cup. I don't know. We're going to have to look at it. You add water or milk or something and you make these delicious pancakes that have protein and all these great vitamins.
Super simple. A great lip gloss.
Yes.
I'm wearing it now.
Oh, you are?
It's super comfortable and it lasts.
Nice.
I like it. So it's a great swag bag.
Toothpaste. A charcoal toothpaste.
Whitening. And those whitening eye drops.
Oh, I brought these eye drops that are game changers. You put them in your eyes and your eyes have never looked this white and clear ever in your life. It's amazing. But go to the website. You can find out what brands they are, what we got in the bag. And one of you guys is going to win the entire swag bag.
It's going to be so
Can
fun.
I enter it?
No, because you already have
I want another one.
Also, when you go to the website, we've got lots of tips on there that we've accrued from our friends. Look, we're all about helping. We're all about being together.
Yes.
You know, we're in this together. It's a safe space, even to talk about silly stuff.
Yep. And we'll also have on there seat sitters. Seatsitters.com. We'll have a picture of that.
Well, that was also in the swag bag.
Yes,
so
it was.
Somebody will get one. And thank you again to our first sponsor, Seatsitters.com. Yes.
So happy to have you.
Welcome to the family.
Yay.
Okay, we will see you next week. I'm Stacey DeFord.
I'm Lynn Montemayor.
See you next week, everybody.